RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Padamu, mengapa sulit untuk lupakanmu? Aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu, kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Coba sehari saja, satu hari saja. Kau jadi diriku, kau akan mengerti, kau akan mengerti bagai mana ku melihatmu mengagumimu menyayangimu dari sudut pandangku. Dari sudut pandangku, aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu. Kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Seandainya satu hari bertukar jiwa, kau kau mengerti dan berhenti. Bertanya-tanya, coba sehari saja, satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku. Kau akan mengerti, kau akan mengerti bagaimana kau jadi diriku. Kau akan mengerti, kau akan mengerti bagai mana ku melihatmu mengagumimu menyayangi. Dari sudut pandangku, dari sudut pandangku, dari sudut pandangku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Is
time for a quote of the day. Now we have Indonesia's first Vice President Muhammad Hatta, who once said, "Only a nation that respects the work of its heroes can become a great nation." This quote emphasizes the importance of honoring and learning from the contributions of those who fought for the country.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. we present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is news from Indonesia. PT KCIJ will operate 62 whoosh trips per day starting February 1st, 2025. The addition of this schedule is to provide more travel options to passengers to take the Jakarta-Bandung high-speed rail. This addition also aims to increase travel flexibility and convenience with a schedule that varies according to the needs of the community.
Voice of Indonesia.
The rich and fertile land of Manado, where life flows in gentle streams that are genially inspiring, handy in craft, beaches that energize, lakes that provide livelihoods, is a land that has embraced Christianity, hosted important events, with its innate hospitality, exotic culinary delights, is marvelous, famous among divers, cherished by the locals. This is the life that blends the old and the new, that does not forget natural wonders, an adventure of its own, easily accessible, still fascinating. Life in North Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Bali's my home. There is truly something for everyone to enjoy. From the volcanoes which created our island, our ancestral rice fields, hidden waterfalls, and beautiful white sand beaches. Seeing the look of wonder in people's faces never gets old. You will discover how everything on this island is connected. Here you can slow down, relax, and find peace. Recently, this island was frozen in time, waiting patiently to be discovered once more. It's time to reawaken your senses. To witness the spirit rising and experience the culture like no other. It's time. For Bali.
Siang malamku selalu menatap layar terpaku untuk online.
Siang malamku selalu menatap layar terpaku untuk online. Jempol dan layar beradu, online shopping paling laku, aku online. Siang malamku selalu menatap layar terpaku untuk online. Jempol dan layar beradu, drama online paling laku, aku online.
Tidur telat, bangun pagi-pagi, halo smartphone, online lagi. Bukan mau ngecek kerjaan, pengen baca komen, budak penasaran. Buka Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, cek drama viral yang masuk. Baca komen, jadi pengen ngamuk, netizen kejam, pala garuk-garuk. Udah gak download MP3, free music, menutupkan kiri. Ada iklan sudah sebelum, takutnya memang belum premium. Biar belum sikat gigi, belum mandi, tapi kalau belum push right, paling anti. Lihat TikTok, lanjut YouTube, me and him, everybody YouTube.
Yang mampu selalu menatap layar terpaku untuk online. Jempol dan layar beradu, online shopping paling laku, aku online. Siang malamku selalu menatap layar terpaku untuk online. Jempol dan layar beradu, drama online paling laku, aku online.
Dah udah mandi, siap berangkat, pesen Gojek, gak takut terlambat. Gak pake flashcard, gantung di leher, sepatu baru, gak perlu hacker. Beli online yang paling laku, testimoni bagus, bikin gak ragu. Entah KW asli, kagak tahu, yang penting gak berarti saku. Pake VPN dulunya proxy, tinggal pilih ada banyak opsi. Udah terbiasa pake internet, produktivitas tetap kepepet. Gak kerja malah nonton Netflix, kalau gak modal layar kaca fix. Kaji buat diamond semata, update-in beli senjata.
Siang malamku selalu menatap layar terpaku untuk online. Jempol dan layar beradu, online shopping paling laku, aku online. Siang malamku selalu menatap layar terpaku untuk online. Jempol dan layar beradu, drama online paling laku, aku online.
Pada siang pulang ku cari sinyal wifi, kripto ku makin turun, no wawai. Kadang merasa bagai tak berdaya, grafika berubah.
Cek di MSN semua, dia beneran cuma dua. Awas nafis nanti aku dibajak, jadi korban ransomware minta duit banyak. Tiap hari ada yang berantem di timeline, cuma bikin hati parah kalau semua dibacain. Saling pamer gaya hidup satu sama lain, pura-pura happy dunia tipu-tipu yang ngapain. Pengen FVP bukan sucuk biar jod, semua dikritik tapi awas jadi lost. Undang-undang ITE masih menanti bot, banyak kekodan dunia yang penting bisa pantos. Digoreng gosip supaya makin viral, usaha mati-matian agar semakin terkenal. Awasi jangan jemput postingan, represent ujung-ujung kedekat jadi musuh netizen.
Yang mampu selalu menatap
layar terpaku untuk online, jempol dan layar beradu, online shopping paling laku, aku online. Siang malamku selalu menatap layar terpaku untuk online, jempol dan layar beradu, drama online paling laku, aku online.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Polo Palo is Gorontalo traditional musical instrument which has been rooted in people's life. The musical instrument, which is made of bamboo, used to be means of communication in socially, especially people in villages. It was used to make people gather in harvest season or make them gather to spend time before sleep. However, time has changed the function of polo palo. Now polo palo has been modified into musical instrument that accompanies songs and sounds enjoyable. Not only in Gorontalo, artists keep trying to introduce polo palo musical instrument overseas.
I know the musical instrument in elementary school. I just know it a little bit.
There was Vera, a 16-year-old student, when asked about Gorontalo traditional musical instrument, polo palo. Until now, she even hasn't watched performance of the musical instrument made of bamboo. Unlike Vera, Iwan, a 40-year-old man, has seen polo palo contest besides at school.
Pernah masih sejak saya masih SMP.
Yes, I have seen it when I was in junior high school. I even saw it in a competition like from 5 kilometers. The one who could play it loudly, that's the winner.
Long time ago, polo palo functioned as the means of communication among villagers in Gorontalo. Nina from Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, who is also responsible for Gorontalo Innovasi Art Studio, explained.
The sound used to be like a symbol. It symbolized gathering among farmers. Let's say in harvest season, youth got excited, inviting friends together on the mountain. Bang, bang, bang. They answered over there, bang, bang, bang. Oh, it means they wanted to go down. Just like that.
When it comes to the sound of the musical instrument, Arthur Galwanta, artist and composer in Gorontalo Innovasi, made an explanation.
Maksudnya bukan saya bukan tidak nada, tetapi tidak beraturan.
Actually, it doesn't mean it doesn't have tone, but it is not organized. What important is that it sounds loud. When it comes to sound, it's not all about tone, but loudness. That's how competition in village work. The loudest is the winner.
Davis, 26-year-old youth, who is in the past few years has been active in Gorontalo Innovasi, a culture art studio which is managed by Gorontalo provincial government. He just plays polo palo in art studio or competition, not at home like Gorontalo people did in the past.
Soalnya kalau main di rumah kan ntar dibilang orang.
No. If I play it at home, people will think that I am crazy. Many people are not concerned about it. Few people still show care to it.
Seeing the condition, Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, supported by artists, tries to introduce this instrument to people. This was explained by Nina.
Dengan musik polo-polo ini, kami berusaha setiap tahun itu membuat festival.
Yes, polo-polo music. We try to hold traditional music festival to dig and preserve this instrument because it is rarely used for events. So in Gorontalo, I often make polo-polo festival to preserve it and introduce it to children that we have a special traditional musical instrument to conserve.
In addition, Polo Palo musical instrument is developed as Nina Refill.
Karena ini kebutuhan kita saja kita bikin modifikasi bagi.
We just modify it to make young generation interested. It just sounds tang tang tang. No tone. Now we make it more rhythmic.
Development of Polo Palo musical instrument is a pleasant progress. As David said.
Tapi kan ada yang udah dimodifikasi kayak model begini udah bernada.
This musical instrument has been modified with tune. It has been developed. It used to have one tone only.
So, what encouraged Gorontalo artist Arthur Galuanta to develop Polo Palo musical instrument?
Karena keunikannya yang jarang kita bisa dapat di daerah Landa.
Because of its uniqueness that we rarely find in other regions, so this is just in Gorontalo. It is made of bamboo with particular making.
It is how to make it that makes Polo Palo produce different sound.
Polo Palo ini ada dua macam. Ini polo palo.
There are two kinds of polo palo. This is polo palo. But this one is tonggobi, which has hole. Then it is split to produce a louder sound. I open it. I close it. So this is the uniqueness.
Although it is simple, it is not that easy to produce a good sound quality of Polo Palo. Nina from Gorontalo Education and Culture Service said.
Karena ini kan tidak bisa ambil bulu sembarangan, dia harus ada prosesinya, harus.
We cannot take random bamboo. It needs procession. It should be the long one. It needs requirements to make it durable. Like this one. It's been a year and it is not broken. But I found one that once I beat it, the bamboo broke. So it needs special treatment by choosing certain bamboos that produce preferred tone.
The struggle of tourists to introduce and preserve Polo Palo musical instrument in order not to be limited in Gorontalo only, as stated by Nina.
Buktinya saya dari tahun 2007 waktu Asian Choir.
We proved it in 2007 on Asian Choir Festival. The song that we perform is entitled Polo Palo, and we got bronze in 16 countries. I played Polo Palo at that time. I beat it.
The uniqueness of the musical instrument made of bamboo even attracted foreigners like Debris stated.
Bahkan kemarin waktu kita tampil di mana di Austria itu.
When we perform in Austria, some people ask for Polo Palo. We gave it to each judge.
So, how is the preservation of the bamboo musical instrument in the future? Arthur Galuanta stated.
Secara tradisi, tidak perlu disosialisasi.
As a tradition, this musical instrument needs to be promoted because it is live indie, but it needs to be arranged musically. Therefore, we as a part of the art studio of the provincial government are responsible to make it popular.
Polo Polo is now getting popular among foreigners. However, preservation and introduction of this musical instrument should be done to survive in the developing era.
Hei kamu jelita, mengapa kau menatapku manja, membuatku jatuh cinta pada pandangan pertama. Senyummu jelita selalu membuatku terpana, seolah tak berdaya di terpa badai asmara. Dunia bersinar lagi, setiap ku pejamkan mata kamu selalu ada. Kau selalu ada di hariku, kini ada kamu yang mengisi semua hatiku. Harus ku coba dapatkan dunia bersinar lagi, setiap ku pejamkan mata kamu selalu ada. Kau selalu ada, selalu ada. Kau yang mengisi ruang hatiku. Ayahku coba dapatkan kamu jauh dariku. Takkan lelahku mengajar jika dunia tak lagi berputar. Ku takkan pernah rela, ku takkan pernah rela, ku takkan pernah rela bila kau tiada.
You're not my number one. As a matter of fact, you are my only one. And I promise you one thing, I'll always be with you, walking hand in hand. I'm always by your side, a simple I love you. That's all I wanna say, a simple I love you. That's how I feel for you, simple I love you. That's all I have to say, a simple I love you, simple love from me.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, next we present a song from Ternate, North Maluku, titled Nyong Manis. Nyong Manis was created by Pratik Spots. The lyrics tells about a woman who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a thin mustache. The girl prays to God if the man does not have a partner, she is destined to be with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if it turns out that the man already has a partner, the feeling of love will be kept in the heart. Okay, listener, here's the song Nyong Manis by Sanza Soleman.
Thank you.
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Minister of Home Affairs Tito Karnavian has instructed his staff to conduct a focus group discussion involving experts in studying the potential elimination of the 4% parliamentary threshold for national votes. Minister Tito stated,
The focus group discussion would assess the potential impact if the Constitutional Court abolishes the parliamentary threshold. The results will be further discussed in a coordination meeting with central government agencies, including the State Secretariat, the Ministry of Law and Human Rights, and other relevant institutions. Indonesian Health Ministry has initiated its Quick Win program to improve the capacity and quality of regional general hospitals at Redabolo Hospital in southwest Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara recently. The Presidential Chief of Staff, A.M. Putranto, informed the effort is part of the government's commitment to accelerate the uniform improvement of health services. That was Ms. Line from Voice of Indonesia.